What'd you call the place in the barn, around the barn, where you might let the cows and the mules and all the other animals walk around?
I don't know of any name or space of that kind. I decided to mark, though, I remember when I spent a lot of time up in western Illinois, almost an hour away. Look at those farms, how mechanized they were and how wonderfully run. One barn had a conveyor in the barn. You know, up there you got to keep your cattle in a barn through the wintertime, but they die, freeze to death. You have a barn so big, you have them heated, and the conveyor carried the manure out to a pile. They shoveled it out from where they stood onto this conveyor belt. Nothing like that in the South.
Now, did anybody ever raise cotton here?
Something unusual, something extra. 1-2 years, our county agent encouraged farmers to plant cotton because it was a period when the price was high. But the farmers didn't know how, and we didn't have them in the way of marketing. And the idea faded and passed out. Speaking generally, this county, this coastland, is a coastal plain, a sandy plain, and is not fertile or productive soil. And we have found that the best use is to grow trees, pine trees especially, and stock farms. Those are the only things that people have paid. Now, they can do a lot of truck farming, small, we call row farm, row gardening. But farming as we know it, with big fields of cotton and corn and soybeans, not general.
Okay.
The upper part it is, some of it.
What about the fences you might have? What would you call, what about the fence you might have around the yard or garden?
There's nothing significant or peculiar about them. Way back yonder we had rail fences.
Yeah.
That was the only material we had. But one thing we had a lot of was picket fences.
Woven or nailed?
They were made in machines, picket fences, wood picket fences. Because we had a great timber growing country and a lot of sawmills, the sawmills had a separate department to make pickets.
Uh-huh.
And make them out of cypress. And those things, they were made to size and they were tapered off on the end with those fancy tips, different shapes. They endured, they lasted, and they stayed there. We had the rails and posts, some to open for cedar. And they would stay there for generations. But I very few of them left now.
What about the fence you used to catch your pants on all the time when you climb over?
Well, I'd more like to be a picket fence because they were pointed at that.
Yeah.
I don't think there was...
This was maybe a wire
when it had twisted. Yeah, wire fences came along and an additional guard, you ran a string of barbed wire over the top. We were late in getting fencing because we had so much land, we just let our animals run loose.
Okay.
The fence law, I think that's what they called it, came in later when people had to keep their stuff fenced up.